The Bama Beat Podcast is brought to you by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order at Zaxby's.com/podcast. That's Zaxby's.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Tide Sports Picks panel. Don't know how we did last week.
How did we do, Clint?
Had it down. I'll have to grab that here in just a second.
Okay.
I got some
well,
stuff
we again. Have another slate of games, including the big game, the right. Alabama-LSU game, that we'll all weigh in on. So, was interesting last week. I think we were all wrong about Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did we all pick Florida in that game?
No.
Hunter went
Georgia.
Hunter actually had the most correct prediction, regardless of where the records were, when he said that Auburn would win and not cover.
Oh, I knew it. I knew that was going to come.
Because that would cause him the most discomfort.
And that's what Auburn does.
And that's what they're there for. And they did exactly, relative to Hunter,
yeah.
They did exactly what.
It was wild how, I mean, Ole Miss just kind of hung around, and they got that last score late, but
The game was a lot more lopsided than the score.
It was one of those games. You never felt like Auburn wasn't the better team or
right.
wasn't in control or Ole Miss was going to complete a pass. You never
right.
felt like that would happen. And you look up at the end and it's 20-14.
Right. If anything, the most shocking part was that Ole Miss finally was able to score, because it just watching their offense was just ugh.
I mean, they just can't. You know, Plumlee's he's a good runner. He can't
right.
throw at all. And Corral's not a big-time SEC quarterback.
Well, Heisman frontrunner Bo Nix is back. 340 passing yards.
Auburn had like 500 yards.
Yeah, like
right?
he had 340 passing yards and no touchdowns.
No touchdowns. Man,
which is like
that
hard
weird?
To kind of do.
I don't know. And so much going on that we hadn't had a chance to – contact the Center for Disease Control. But apparently Carlson has caught Alabama kicking disease.
His grandfather gave it to him, I think.
Perhaps. He might have been in an Alabama game and picked up the virus.
Old man Carlson got him.
Good thing Daniel was able to avoid that.
Daniel had a sort of a natural immunity.
Yeah.
Anders, he's got it.
The most surprising, now granted, I think the easiest game to predict, in my opinion, I think we all went Tennessee over UAB. I feel like that line was way too low at 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up, I think, at 13. But I didn't quite expect them to beat UAB as bad as they did.
I didn't either. And we talked about it last week, though. They're
playing good ball.
Yeah, they're not terrible.
Yeah, and they're going to be one of the games that we picked today, and I'm kind of surprised by the line at where it's currently at. So we'll get to talking about that. Speaking of which, I guess we'll go ahead and kick these off. All right, guys, first game on the list. Washington is a 10-point favorite at Oregon State.
One Washington.
These Pac-12 games, and
we say it every week.
Yeah, you know, Washington last week was the hot team, and they've done a pretty nice job at Oregon State of being better than absolutely terrible. But it's just because they're all about that. I mean, Oregon and Utah, I guess, are a little better than the others. The rest of the time, they're all about the same.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they're motivated or they've got something else going on that week or
right.
or whatever. I would say, generally speaking, Washington has been a big disappointment this year, and I would take Oregon State in the points at home.
I think I'm going to take Oregon State in the points, too. And I've kind of preferred Washington, but at the same time, for most of this season. But in this particular game, I could totally see this being sort of a letdown game. And Oregon State's playing pretty good ball.
Yeah, but now that Washington's irrelevant, has nothing to play for, they'll probably play pretty well.
I don't think I've picked a Washington game right this year, actually. So.
Yeah, there's been a few of that. It seems like USC is giving me trouble.
I'm just tired of picking them. I'm picking Oregon State.
Texas Tech's definitely giving me trouble, which is why they were originally on this slate, and I decided to pivot and get them off of it.
You get to control the slate of games, so
yeah.
Your record ought to be a little better than it is.
And it's actually worse. I know from what I can remember about myself, I went 4-6 again. So
okay.
I know I didn't do that well. I don't know how y'all did. I kind of wrote it down, but we'll see. Next game on the list, and this one's pretty interesting because, you know, obviously the Alabama LSU, which we'll be talking about later, is the big matchup between undefeated teams, but then you also have Penn State being a 6.5-point favorite on the road at Minnesota. What do you guys think about that one? Number four, Penn State. They were ranked ahead of Clemson in the college football.
That was pretty interesting.
It was.
Yeah. Poor old Dabo. Nobody wants little old Clemson to have nothing.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't express the tragedy.
Yeah.
That is the disrespect that Clemson gets.
But they, I mean, they're like Auburn. They're like A&M. They're that typical ag school disrespect. Like, oh, those doctors and the lawyers, they don't want us to have nothing. And Dabo just plays it up. And I wish he'd just shut up and stop.
He's anyway. Not, though. Absolutely not.
No, he's definitely not.
Here's – I like Dabo. That's part of the identity. There are probably – 10 or 15 teams in the country. If you handed them that schedule before the season and said, toughest game you've got to win is Texas A&M at home, and if you do that, you're in the championship. Every one of those teams would take that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every one of those. You think of Auburn? Yeah. Auburn. What would Auburn's record be right now against – because they've beaten Texas A&M.
At Texas A&M.
Pretty soundly, yeah.
What would Auburn's record be right now if they had played the exact teams Clemson has played?
I mean, they'd probably be undefeated.
They'd be undefeated.
100%, yeah. But it's a huge disrespect, right?
Oh, it's
terrible.
I like how we were talking about
Minnesota. You know, I think Minnesota's done a nice job. But what I think will happen, somehow, I don't know who Flex agent is. He's gotten a raise for his guy out of this Florida State thing, like Florida State was ever going to hire P.J. Fleck.
Right.
And usually when a guy gets a tremendous raise like that and contract extension, and yeah, they go out that week and play terrible. So right. I'm taking Penn State.
I'm taking Penn State, too. I think it's just all going to catch up to Minnesota.
They haven't played anybody.
Yeah, they ain't played nobody.
Yeah, I mean, and that's honest. I mean,
you're disrespecting Minnesota.
I like P.J. Fleck, but... Yeah, I just don't think they're that good.
Yeah, and I mean, I've ridden the Penn State train all season, and I'm not stopping here. I don't care if it's on the road. Sure, it'll be a big game, but I think we're all three going Penn State.
I wish game day would have gone there.
You would prefer that over Alabama LSU?
Oh, yes. I wish I wanted to go to the football game. I don't want game day. I don't want SEC Nation. I don't want Trump. That's not political. Like, I just want to go to the game and have a good time.
Yeah,
and
from
I
a traffic standpoint, that'd be a lot easier.
All this. I just like the games, the tailgating, and all this distraction stuff just going to be exactly what it is, a distraction. The game's good enough on its own, by itself. We don't need all that other stuff.
Biggest game of the year in Alabama's case, if you're Alabama, biggest game of the year on your campus, and the atmosphere is going to be a bunch of people who griping about having to go through security.
A cluster.
For an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Yeah. All right, next game on the list. Kansas State is at Texas, and the Longhorns are a 7-point favorite.
Still, I mean, I'm going to go K-State here just because I really want to see. I want to see Texas go like 7-5.
Yeah, Texas is the Washington of the Midwest.
Yeah,
they are.
And that should be no surprise to anybody because that's what Texas is.
Right.
That's what they are. And they'll talk about. They're not even going to make the Big 12 championship game, I guess. They can't even – they won't even get second.
Right.
I'm taking K-State. What's the spread?
7 points.
I'm taking K-State.
Yeah. I would definitely feel really good about this if this was at Kansas State. They seem to play a lot better at home. But, I mean, yeah, I think I'm going to go Kansas State as well. Yeah, I'll stick with that. All right, next game on the list, which, you know – on the surface might not seem like a great game. I think it'll end up being one of the better games of the weekend as far as matchups are concerned. Wake Forest is a 2.5-point favorite going on the road to play Virginia Tech.
What was that line again?
2.5.
I'll take Wake.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Wake too.
I think the ACC has a vested interest in Wake being ranked.
Right.
Where Clemson will have at least one ranked team on their schedule. Virginia Tech, shout out to the Notre Dame holder from Hillcrest who saved them from going to overtime at least.
Right.
By salvaging a terrible snap on a winning PAT.
Is that Bramlett?
Yeah.
His brother played baseball at Alabama.
Yeah. And he's also the punter, but he's the holder. Notre Dame does not use their star quarterback as their holder.
What a novel idea. They let
terrible
a guy,
mistake.
They let a guy like work with the kicker all the time. Neat.
So that's just an aside. I don't know of anybody who would do that. So
why don't you think that Clawson's not getting more attention as far as some of these openings? I think he's done fantastic.
I mean, sooner or later, yeah, I think he's done a really good job, and I can't answer your question. But I would think, you know, Groby was kind of the same. People would say, man, he's done a great job at Wake Forest, and then he would never get out of Wake Forest.
Right. So.
I remember his name kind of was floated around, I guess, in 2006 for a little bit. And it never got serious, but, like, there were people that wanted him. And I remember there was a talk about how, like, one year he didn't even use all of his spring practices. Like, right. You get, like, 15 spring practices. He used 12. He's like, we got done everything we needed to. Like, okay, I don't know if that would fly here. But
yeah, I'll take Wake. Virginia Tech's been a tough team, too, to pick. But I'll take Wake.
We got to start switching some of these up.
Yeah.
All right, next game on the list. Louisville is at Miami, and the Hurricanes are 6.5-point home favorites.
I want Louisville in the points.
I want Louisville in the points, too. Louisville's been a pretty pleasant surprise.
Brom's a good coach. I mean, he's a good coach. So. Or not Brom. Anyway, Louisville's well.
Whatever their guy's the coach's name. Yeah, they've been a surprise, and it kind of shows what a terrible job Bobby Petrino is doing and that they were so bad last year. And
yeah, he lost Lamar Jackson, and he didn't know how to respond.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, I guess in some – situation that makes sense.
Here's what I'll say about Miami. When you get a big win and the team you get the big win against immediately fires their coach, people don't think you're very good.
Got croomed, yeah. It's like what Mississippi State used to be, people.
Exactly, croomed. So I'll take Louisville here.
I think I'm going to go the opposite way just to switch things up against Miami.
Home dog, that's none.
Yeah. All right, so next game on the list, maybe not as exciting as it once probably would have been considered, but two, you know, top 25 teams. Iowa is at Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is 9.5-point home favorites.
No idea what to think on this. I'm going to take what's the line again?
9.5. Quite. I mean,
that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Scott Satterfield's the coach at Louisville.
Okay, that's right.
I should be embarrassed for not knowing that. I should have known that off the top of my head.
So 9.5. That's a lot of points. Games at Camp Randall. I'm going to take Iowa just because I like Iowa.
I'm going to take Wisconsin just to be different somehow.
I would get that. Okay, I'm going Wisconsin too. But at the same time, that's a lot of points for Iowa. They've been up and down, but I do like Wisconsin at home. I think they bounce back.
I like the Badgers. So I admire Hunter for taking Iowa.
All right, next
I'm
game.
Still trying to live out that dream of getting to play them in the playoffs sometime.
It's got to happen someday.
What's going to suck is when it happens in an 8-team playoff and we're the 5 seed and we have to go up to freaking Iowa City and play in the damn snow like on the second weekend of December. That's going to suck. That's why I do not like the idea of the 8-team playoff.
That's actually, if something like that actually ends up happening, we're going to revisit this. Next game on the list.
Nostradamus over here.
Iowa State is at Oklahoma, and the Sooners are 14-point favorites.
Was it 2 years ago that Iowa State went into Norman and won?
Yeah. Iowa State's been one of those teams that people have talked about being good, and then they hadn't done anything.
Right.
I'm taking Oklahoma.
I got Oklahoma, too.
What did y'all think about Oklahoma being ranked number 9? I thought it was... made sense.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I hadn't even looked at the entire rankings because that was the basketball game last night when it all came out.
They got a long way to go, and their problem is, you know, maybe they'll end up rematched with Kansas State in the Big 12 championship out of that.
Or Baylor.
I saw Alabama was third.
Yeah.
That's about the extent that I've researched it because you know how much it matters as of Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well,
I
do think that Oklahoma being ranked that far down with what they have left, it's going to be tough.
They don't have a lot of ways to...
to climb. So that's why I found it interesting. I thought that was kind of a statement that Oklahoma's been considered them and Oregon guys that could maybe rise up and potentially be threatening LSU or Alabama.
I think if you look at it realistically, Oregon probably end up with a better schedule than... Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, whether Utah will or not. You know, Utah, that USC loss isn't a great loss for Utah, but they do have, if they're ninth, they've got work to do.
Definitely. All right, so I am also going to be going Oklahoma. I think they got to try to blow out every single opponent that they play from here on out if they want any chance. So there's a lot of motivation.
And they definitely do a pretty good job of that anyway. If they win, they
With all that said, if you can lose to Kansas State, you can lose to Iowa State. Although I think the guy at Kansas State's doing a great job.
Yeah,
I mean, but I will say I feel like Matt Campbell is should be at the top of everybody's list. I know he's got a buyout there at Iowa State now, but
they, you know what. They just hadn't impressed this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they've had a little bit of a down year. I still think he's a heck of a coach, though.
Yeah.
All right, next game on the list. Tennessee is at Kentucky, and the Wildcats are 4-point home favorites.
Four.
Hmm.
This is a
interesting line.
It is an interesting line.
Again, and I know I sound like I sit here with orange underwear on and pet Smokey, but credit to Jeremy Pruitt for making this a relevant game.
Right.
You know, it's at least worth something to because Tennessee's in there fighting to get a
bowl
fighting
bid.
To get a bowl bid. And who would have thought? I literally
they were staring two and ten.
2 games in the year I thought they'd be 2-10.
Yep.
And so credit to UT and you know, now you look at them, you know, we all saw them in person, and then you watch them and you're like, you know, watched them against UAB a little bit last weekend, and you're like, they've got some pretty good players.
Right.
They really do. They're deep defensively.
These guys ain't so bad.
Their defense is, now, granted, their offense struggled quite a bit against UAB. It was really the defense that carried them for most of that game. But, they're
so where do we have that line?
4 points.
Kentucky is a 4-point favorite.
I'm 100% going Tennessee.
You got a different line over there?
Tennessee's a 1-point favorite. At the moment.
Well, interesting. This was that Vegas insider.
Yeah, but update it.
Oh, is it?
It opened at -4.
It opened, so it's swung five.
Look at current.
It has swung 5 points.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It did. Yeah, I had that one wrong, trying to rush and get these lines right before. But yeah, let's go ahead and change it then.
At 4, I would have taken
Tennessee all day.
Yeah.
I still think Tennessee wins outright, so at 1 point, that's essentially a pick 'em. I'm still going Tennessee.
Obviously, the action, people are pounding Tennessee points.
Yeah. I'm still going to take Tennessee, too.
I'm still going to take Tennessee at -1, but Tennessee is at -1.
Yeah, we'll have it at -1.
Yeah.
I'll get that changed around.
Yeah.
So,
if you messed that one up, what else have you messed up, Clint?
Hey, I need somebody fact-checking me on these.
Alabama and +17.5, I'll take it.
Okay, next game on the list, Missouri is at Georgia, and the Bulldogs are 17-point favorites.
Does Missouri still control their own destiny?
Technically, they do.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest
achievement
ever, to win the East after losing to Vandy in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think
they should be able to unlock some type of special
thing here. I don't think they can win here. It's just a matter of the 17 points. A lot of points, but I'm taking Georgia.
I'm going Mizzou. It's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points.
And I still just don't – I don't think that Georgia's going to be able to score a ton of points anyway. I could see it being a 24-10 game.
I did think that their game plan versus Florida was a little bit better offensively. So I'm believing in them a little bit more. And Missouri lost, was it Cole Garrett, their top linebacker, their tackling machine on defense.
Well, and I don't know that Kelly Bryant's healthy either.
Right. I think I'm going to go Georgia as well.
He had a hamstring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going Georgia on that one. And then the final game on the list, no breaks. We powered right through this, guys. Proud of us.
Yeah. I'm winded. I'm a little tired right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe we did it.
The fatigue is real. LSU is on the road against Alabama. 2 versus 3. They've messed us out of this 1 versus 2.
Right, number one versus number one. Yeah. It's every year.
Who cares? Yeah. I mean, at this point.
It all depends on what poll you subscribe to.
What do you think will be sitting there on CBS? Do they use a particular poll or do they use the playoff rankings?
They use the playoff rankings, I think. ESPN does because ESPN's tied into all that.
Yeah, so I wonder if it'll say, I guess, 2 versus 3 then.
Yeah.
And the Crimson Tide, hopefully this is correct. Yeah, it started off as 7-point favorites. It's dropped to 6.5. So,
give me that hook. Without a tremendous amount of discussion about it, I'm taking Alabama.
I think I'm going to take Alabama too. I mean, I'm starting to, as the week's going on, I'm starting to get a little bit more nervous. And but it's kind of on as a, it's kind of a
oh LSU. Outside. I mean LSU can win the they game. Could. They're a great team.
It's kind of nice because we have not had a feeling like this in a long time. I wasn't very nervous going into Baton Rouge last year. There's not many games that I get nervous
for a regular season.
For a regular season, for a regular season game. Oh, I was ready to do drugs before the Oklahoma game last year. But for a regular season game, it's just it hasn't happened in a while, and so it's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
I'm excited about the game.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I'm going Alabama as well. Just wanted to get y'all's thoughts. I think at this point, we're getting in trouble probably for assuming, but we're all probably assuming that Tua is going to play.
He's going to play.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Everything you're hearing, it sounds like the rehab's going well.
I think so. The way he's progressing now, I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out. But if he doesn't play, would that affect y'all's opinion on the game? On this line?
Maybe on the line. I still think we can win with Mac.
I think so too. Yeah. I think the matchups at other spots.
I mean, as with any other game where the starting quarterback didn't play, I would want more generous terms. Yeah.
Maybe get that line down to 3 or so. Yeah. 2.5 would be nice. But no, if Mac starts, the whole thing is if you're going into the game and you know Mac's going to start, that's different than Tua playing for a quarter and re-injuring.
100%.
Like, that changes because then everybody's like, oh, crap, we don't have our player. But if you go into it knowing, then it's different.
And I've actually thought that was – when you're trying to prepare two separate game plans for two different quarterbacks who do things differently as far as what they do well, that's kind of been the only thing with this whole matchup that's kind of made me uncomfortable. Granted, it would be a lot worse if they had a game plan completely designed for Tua, just like in against Tennessee, and then all of a sudden Mac Jones is thrown in there against an improving defense. That could be troublesome.
I don't know that the game plan would be that much different.
I think they take a lot more chances with
Tua. I think they do. And it's just like Tua, they both do a lot of the same things. It's just Tua does them better. He's going to put the ball on the money on those throws, you know, out in the flat. He's a great, incredible slant thrower. You know, Matt can do those things, just not as well.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, LSU secondary is super talented. I just think with the way that Alabama wins with their technicians and route runners at receiver, I think that they match up well against LSU secondary. Personally, I think Christian Fulton, I don't think he plays physical enough in the run game and run support. That's a whole separate conversation.
You're talking about how we match up in the secondary. I'll take our 4 wide receivers against anybody. We match up well against anybody.
Man, I've been very surprised at how many people were saying that they would prefer – that they think they think that LSU's receivers are the best in the country, not Alabama's. Now, granted, they've been fantastic.
Good. Yeah, they've been really good.
They've got probably as a receiver, they've got a better tight end. Moss is good.
Right.
He's really good. So, do I think at the top end that their best guys are better than Judy and Ruggs? I don't.
No.
And I think from a depth perspective, I mean, I don't think you're going to find their 3 and 4s being near the caliber of Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle.
Mechie's probably their 3 or 4 guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, and granted, I've seen that. I saw one guy, a media personality, I'm not going to say his name, but he mentioned it. And then I saw a second. And after the second one, I was like, man, so this is like from a statistical standpoint, sure. But at the same time, LSU's quarterback, I think, have attempted about 60 more passes than Alabama's. Right. That's going to help statistically if you're a receiver. I mean, just law of percentages there. I just thought that was pretty interesting. I do think that regardless, I would feel fairly comfortable with Alabama -6.5. So we all went Alabama there. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of the College Football Pick'em Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's. This has been the Bama Beat Podcast with Clint Lamb, Cecil Hurt, and Hunter Johnson. This episode of the Bama Beat Podcast has been brought to you by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order online at zaxby's.com/podcast. That's zaxby's.com/podcast.